Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Okay, we're now moving to our recently acquired new segment, which I really enjoy. We're calling it Macca's Opinion.
I want to talk about some recent events. It won't surprise people. We've spoken about Hong Kong and the influence of the Communist Party of China in Australia and their attempts to gain influence and buy influence, and they've been pretty active, and we'll get to that. I'll get to that in a moment. I want to congratulate the people of Hong Kong.
Why's that, Macca?
Who went out in local council elections and voted in numbers that they've never voted in before, and 90% of the seats in those council elections went to pro-democracy candidates. The pro-Beijing candidates that previously held a majority of the seats on the local councils, and this is about roads, rates and rubbish and a few other things, but those councils form an important component of the governance system in Hong Kong, which I'll tell you about in a sec. But this is a complete reversal of what had happened previously in terms of how those councils, the people that were elected and who they represented. What the people of Hong Kong have done, despite threats and intimidation and interference by Beijing and Carrie Lam and her fellow travellers on the madness bus, they voted in unprecedented numbers and gave 90% of the seats to pro-democracy candidates. Now, what those councils do, and I think there's 540 seats in total, and I think it's 18 councils. Remember, Hong Kong is one of the most heavily populated areas in the world.
Densely populated.
But they actually, those councils combined, they get to appoint about 127, if my memory serves me right, around that, over 100, of the people who sit on the 1,200-person consultative council that actually nominates the CEO of Hong Kong. Now, 600 of those seats are allocated to Beijing. Right? Remember that thing? One country, two systems? Okay. Which means, you'd say that's half. Okay, Beijing have got half the seats. The other 600 are elected, but 127 of them will be representatives of those councils. The other 400-odd seats will be open for election, and also a number of them are allocated to business organisations and others. But you could actually have a situation where close to 50% of the people who are elected to that council, this is the people who elect the CEO, who choose the CEO, could be pro-democracy.
So you could end up with a hung vote.
You could, or something very close to that. But again, I want to thank the people of Hong Kong. I want to recognise the people of Hong Kong for standing up for democracy across all age groups, across all economic sections of the society, and voting for democracy. It's a significant thing. Now, I've had a little bit of contact backwards and forwards with Joshua Wong, one of the leaders of the pro-democracy movement, he was one of the candidates that Beijing, through the Hong Kong liaison office and Carrie Lam's madness bus, didn't allow him to stand for election, but he had a stand-in. And the person that his stand-in beat was a very vehement, rant person from pro-Beijing. He lost his seat. But I've been in contact a couple of here and there with Joshua Wong. Hope for us to be speaking to Joshua Wong over the next couple of weeks.
How do you know Joshua Wong, Macca?
I don't.
Okay.
But I know who he is, and it's sort of 2 or 3 degrees of separation to get to him. Because obviously, Hong Kong, China is monitoring all communications of every kind You need to use different...
Including everything that you say, Macca.
Oh, including everything. And you, don't worry, you're on their list. And, you know, so I don't want to create a situation that's difficult for Joshua. But anyway, China's influence. So what they're doing in Hong Kong, apart from anything else, the people of Taiwan are about as likely to vote for some sort of union with Hong Kong as Tass is to become a vegan. So...
That's actually not unlikely, Macca.
Well, it's not unlikely, okay, but let me think.
So let me ask you, Macca, where do you think this is going to land? What do you think Hong Kong will look like in 5 years' time?
Look, at the end of the day, this whole discussion has to be predicated on that China has the power. Now, Carrie Lam has refused pretty much to engage. She's had one or two consultations with a hand-picked group of people. When 90% of the seats in a direct election go to pro-democracy advocates, you know, even someone like Carrie Lam would have to take that into account. I think the challenge here is that Beijing doesn't know how to deal with this. They blame all of this on foreign influence. Well, it is foreign influence. The foreign influence is democracy. Now, I know that is something that is foreign to the Chinese Communist Party, democracy. Right? There are about 25 million members of the Chinese Communist Party. And Xi Jinping sits at the top. And they don't believe in democracy. They are a dictatorship, a military dictatorship. They are a digital dictatorship. Every commercial entity in China of any size has to have a Communist Party representative on the board or the management. And...
One, two, three, no.
What was that?
One.
And I say...
It's the broken button,
Paul. The broken button. That was Tess in the newsroom. She wanted to say something. And, you know, please remember, Chinese influence in Australia. We've seen over the last few weeks... Remember, you know, when I spoke out in support of Andrew Hastie and Senator Patterson about the Chinese denying them a visa?
Yes.
Right? Well, perhaps those guys didn't have any organs to harvest. You know, perhaps the Chinese didn't want them there because of what they might see. What they might see or what they might hear about are the concentration camps. The millions and millions of Muslims and other people that are in concentration camps, in work camps, in re-education camps. You know, the control of the media, the control of dissent, the complete lack of democracy. You know, the slave labour workshops that the Chinese government run. Right? Perhaps the Chinese government didn't want them to see that. But what China's been trying to do in Australia is buy influence. You know, we have an alleged Chinese spy who wants to come and live in Australia, who wants protection, who wants to defect, and he's told ASIO about all sorts of activities. I don't know if they're true or not. Unusually, ASIO has made some public comments. That, to me, is quite significant. ASIO does not normally make public comments.
And that was Macca's opinion... A moderate opinion at that.
A moderate opinion.
Thank God we didn't actually have an unmoderated opinion, because God knows where that would have landed. Landed us in particular. Now,
don't try and get a visa to China, Tash. You'll be on the list.
The song that we're playing is Everybody's Talkin'. Fred Neil first wrote the song in 1966. He released it himself 2 years later. It got a moderate response, but it actually got a hit response when it was first performed on the movie Midnight Cowboy.
Yes.
There you go.
Which is a film well known to the more mature members of our community.
Correct. Well, it actually, again, was featured in 1994 on Forrest Gump.
Yep.
And Barat... I've not a follower of Barat, but Barat also performed the song a couple of times. So there you go.
Do you know what else happened in 1966?
Tell us.
14th of February 1966.
Mm-hmm.
Click, go the shears, boys. Click, click, click. Decimal currency.
Oh, right, of course.
And did you know that Robert Menzies wanted the new decimal currency to be called the Royal?
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
But, you know... He didn't get his way.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, a loyalty program of Virgin Australia.